Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer, For When the Hurt is Heavy, together. A Prayer for When the Hurt is Heavy by Christine Perry. From the ends of the earth I will cry to you. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Psalm 61:2. I don't know what's going on in your life, but I do know that no one goes through life unscathed. Some of my darkest and heaviest moments were moments of loss, the loss of a dream, the loss of a relationship, the loss of family members. The Lord does not promise an easy life. In fact, in John 16:33, Jesus said, These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. But where do we go when our hearts are heavy? Did you see the first part of John 16:33? It says, that in me you may have peace. Deuteronomy 33:27 says, The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Although we may wrestle with why God has allowed certain things to take place, He offers Himself as a refuge. He is not scared or unprepared for your questions, tears, or anger. His hands are strong enough to hold us when we are falling apart. I want to encourage you to do what David did and wrote about in Psalm 62:8. Trust in Him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. Pour out your heart and your hurt to God, and when you are struggling to trust Him, like we all do, ask Him to help you to trust Him. Because 2 Timothy 2:13 says, If we are faithless, He remains faithful. He cannot deny Himself. If you find yourself struggling to pray today, I understand. Life hurts. It sometimes leaves us incapacitated and speechless. I want to encourage you that God never stops working. John 5:17 says, In His defense, Jesus said to them, My Father is always at His work to this very day, and I too am working. And God does restore and heal. I want to pray for you, even if you cannot join me. I want you to know that you are not alone. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for my brothers and sisters who read this prayer today. Father, you see exactly what they've gone through and what they are currently going through. You also see their hearts and the hurt they are carrying. Father, you made our hearts and you know how to heal them. Father, I pray that you would give them the strength to pour their heart out to you. Help them to trust that you still work all things together for good, and that this is not the end of their stories. Father, please remind them that you will help us, sustain us, and uphold us with your righteous right hand. Remind us that we are never out of your sight. Please remind us that you have not forgotten us and that our names are engraved in the palm of your hand. Father, I ask that you help us come to you with all the hurt in our hearts. I pray that when we don't have the words to pray, your Spirit will make intercession for us. God, we need you. I ask that you will carry us and all our hurt when it gets too heavy. I pray that you would heal the hurt and strengthen the hearts reading and hearing this prayer today. Lord, I know you love us and you are for us. Please remind us of this truth when we have forgotten it. Would you also give us a tangible reminder of this today? Please pick us up when we have fallen down or been knocked down by life. Please also hold us close when we try to run away. Allow us to have the strength to wrestle through things in our hearts with you. You are our Father. You know exactly what we need. Please be our refuge and our very present help in time of need. Thank you for hearing our prayers and being a good Father, even when we doubt it. You are good and you do good. Thank you. I pray all of this in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Do you want to better understand the Bible and get biblical answers to those who ask you about your faith? Hi, this is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Podcast Show. Listen to us weekly as we bring the truth often found in the ivory towers of seminary down to the steeple towers of the local church. Join me along with many of the nation's top theologians as we offer answers to life tough questions from an apologetic perspective. Subscribe to the show at lifeaudio.com.